Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
We'll begin in California, where so much snow has fallen in the Sierra and other mountain ranges that residents are still struggling to dig out days after earlier storms. Roofs have collapsed, cars are buried. South Lake Tahoe Fire Rescue Battalion Chief Kim George.
Some of these shaded neighborhoods have probably 8-10 feet in the city, and the county area is even more so. With all of the snow load and the amount of weight that's sitting on roofs, we have some pretty significant concerns coming up with roof snow load with all the rain.
She was heard there on KGO-TV. A gunman shot up a Jehovah's Witnesses hall in Hamburg, Germany last night. By the time it was all over, 8 people were dead, apparently including the suspected shooter, who prosecutors say was a former member of the Jehovah's Witnesses. Russia's President Putin is congratulating China's leader Xi Jinping, who's won another term as president. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The ceremonial National People's Congress awarded Xi his third 5-year term with a vote of 2,952-0. The outcome was a foregone conclusion for a leader who has sidelined potential challengers and filled the top ranks of the Communist Party with his supporters since taking power in 2012. In October, Xi broke with tradition and had himself named to a third 5-year term as party leader. I'm Ben Thomas.
Former President Trump calls it a witch hunt, but he now reportedly has an opportunity to testify before a New York grand jury that's been investigating hush money payments made on his behalf during his 2016 presidential campaign. Prosecutors are nearing a decision on whether to proceed with what could be the first criminal case ever brought against a former U.S. president. The actor Robert Blake has died. He was 89. He starred in the TV show Beretta.
Actor Robert Blake has died. I'm Norman Hall. Robert Blake was an Emmy Award-winning performer who went from acclaim for his acting to notoriety when he was tried and acquitted in the killing of his wife. Blake's niece says he died Thursday from heart disease in Los Angeles. He was 89. Blake starred in the 1970s TV show Beretta. He was acquitted of the shooting death of his wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley, outside a Studio City restaurant on May 4, 2001. In a 2002 interview with the Associated Press while he was jailed awaiting trial, he bemoaned the change in his status with his fans nationwide. A jury acquitted him, but a civil jury would find him liable for her death and order him to pay Bakley's family $30 million, a judgment which sent him into bankruptcy. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. Texas has executed a convicted killer.
Texas has executed an inmate for the drug-related killings of 4 people more than 30 years ago, including a woman who was 9 months pregnant. All 4 had been tied up and shot in the head in a Houston home during a drug robbery in 1992. 52-year-old Arthur Brown Jr. received a lethal injection in Huntsville, Texas. His execution was carried out after the U.S. Supreme Court declined to stop it. Brown's attorneys had argued he was exempt from execution because he was intellectually disabled. Brown was the 5th inmate in Texas and the 9th in the U.S. put to death this year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The CEO of American Airlines says he's ready to give pilots pay raises. A senior captain on a plane like a Boeing 777 would earn almost $600,000 a year. A pilot on a Boeing 737 could make almost $500,000 a year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. It was a busy Thursday in men's college basketball with 16 top 25 teams playing in conference tournaments. All but 2 would win, with only number 12 Kansas State losing to number 22 TCU and 10th-ranked Baylor falling to Iowa State in the Big 12 tournament. Number 3 Kansas won without head coach Bill Self, who will miss the tournament after undergoing an undisclosed standard medical procedure. Texas Tech head coach Mark Adams resigned after being suspended recently for racially insensitive comments to players. Georgetown head coach Patrick Ewing was fired fired after the Hoyas lost to Villanova in the Big East tournament to finish 7-25. On the ice, the Oilers rallied from a 2-0 deficit to defeat the Bruins 3-2, ending Boston's 10-game winning streak. The go-ahead goal would come from Darnell Nurse with 4:49 remaining.
We just kept playing. Put emphasis on finding the next one, but not giving up anymore. So, you know, we were focused tonight. Everyone was out there just doing, you know, everyone's job.
The Golden Knights win 4-3 in overtime at Tampa Bay. Vegas goaltender Jonathan Quick.
That time of the year where every point is huge and teams are fighting for it. So it's a great team over there. And, you know, we battled hard for those 2 points.
Other winners in the NHL are the Hurricanes, Rangers, Islanders, Devils, Blues, Coyotes, Kings, Senators, and Stars, who net 10 goals in a 10-4 victory over the Sabres. In the NBA, Milwaukee gets a big night from Brooke Lopez in a 118-113 win over the Nets. Lopez scores 24 points, grabs 10 rebounds, and blocks 9 shots, impressing Milwaukee head coach Mike Budenholzer.
Phenomenal. You know, he block on one end, offensive rebound tip in on the other end. You know, it was a close game, and, you know, he made the plays that made the difference down the stretch.
Other NBA winners are the Hornets, Pacers, Jazz, Grizzlies, and Kings. On the PGA Tour, Chad Ramey led Colin Morikawa by one shot when play was suspended during round one of the Players' Championship. I'm Mike Reeves, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The CEO of Norfolk Southern is apologizing for last month's Ohio train derailment and is pledging to boost rail safety.
I'm terribly sorry.
At a Senate hearing, Alan Shaw says the company is helping in both the toxic mess cleanup and East Palestine's community recovery, pointing to a $20 million commitment.
Norfolk Southern will get the job done and help East Palestine thrive.
Shaw testified as bipartisan senators, including Democrat Bob Casey, pushed him to back a new rail safety bill.
That would help if a major rail company said, we support these reforms.
But Shaw stopped short of fully endorsing the bill, saying he does support things like tightening standards for tank cars and trackside detectors while defending the company's own record.
Norfolk Southern runs a safe railroad.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden says the budget he's proposing is about easing the burden on people. It's unlikely to pass, as is, with Republicans in the majority in the House.
I want to make it clear, I'm ready to meet with the Speaker anytime, tomorrow, if he has his budget. Lay it down. Tell me what you want to do. I'll show you what I want to do. See what we can agree on. If we don't agree on, let's see what we vote on.
The president says his plan would cut deficits by $2.9 trillion over the next decade. His spokesman says Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is being treated for a concussion after a fall last night at a Washington hotel. In New York, a former Goldman Sachs banker, Roger Ng, was sentenced to 10 years in prison for his role in looting a Malaysian development fund of billions of dollars used to finance lavish parties, a superyacht, premium real estate, and even the 2013 movie The Wolf of Wall Street. In Columbus, former Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder and former Ohio Republican Party Chair Matt Borges were convicted in a $60 million bribery scheme. This is AP News. Actor Haim Topol has died in Tel Aviv. He was 87. A cause of death was not given. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
If I were a rich man.
Haim Topol was so known for playing Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof that he was fielding requests to play the role even up to a few years ago. He was in other films, like For Your Eyes Only, Flash Gordon, and Galileo, but he had interests beyond film, including charity work. Topol said in a 2015 AP interview, fame and money from acting were not his goals in life.
Yes, obviously it's very nice. But to tell you that this is the most important thing, I'm not sure.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
A New York jury began deliberating whether to impose the death penalty or grant life in prison to a man convicted of killing 8 people on a Manhattan bike path 5 years ago in a terrorist attack. This is the same jury of 12 that convicted Saifullo Saipov in late January in the Halloween 2017 rampage. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Visa and MasterCard have frozen a plan to categorize purchases at gun stores after pressure from gun rights groups. The credit card company's decision is a win for Second Amendment advocates and a defeat for gun control groups, who had been hoping that by creating a separate gun store category, Authorities would be able to see potential red flags, like a significant purchase of ammunition before a mass shooting occurred. Montana's attorney general led a 24-state pressure campaign to block the idea of a gun purchase category, fearing discrimination against legal gun buyers, and said Visa and MasterCard shouldn't just pause their plan, they should end it for good. Several states are weighing legislation that would ban the tracking of weapons purchases. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. will soon require that all women getting mammograms receive information about their breast density. About half of women over 40 have dense breasts, which can sometimes make it harder to spot cancer on X-rays. Dense breast tissue is one factor that can boost a woman's chances of developing cancer. The FDA will now require that women get information about the density after receiving a mammogram. Those who do have dense breasts will be told to talk with their doctor. While professional guidelines do not specify the next steps, some doctors may recommend more scanning, including ultrasound or MRI. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate has risen for the fifth straight week to its highest level since breaching 7% in November. I'm Norman Hall. The increase comes just as the spring buying season gets ready to kick off. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac reports that the average on the benchmark 30-year rate climbed to 6.73% from 6.65% last week. The average long-term rate hit 7.08% in the fall, a two-decade high, as the Federal Reserve continued to raise its key lending rate in a bid to cool the economy and quash persistent four-decade high inflation. The big rise in mortgage rates has pushed sales of existing homes down for 12 straight months. I'm Norman Hall.
Applications for unemployment are up. The number of Americans applying for unemployment last week jumped by the most in 5 months, but layoffs are still historically low. Though the labor market remains strong, layoffs have been mounting in the tech sector, where many companies overhired after a pandemic boom. The companies announcing layoffs recently include Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook parent Meta, Twitter, and DoorDash. Unemployment applications for the week ending March 4th rose by 21,000 from the week before to 211,000, says the Labor Department. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.